Oh shit.
Yeah.
Back in his prime.
Mike Tyson was such a fucking beast.
He was.
Like, it was like a legit thing. It was a legitimate question. Would you take a punch from Mike Tyson or for $1 million?
Mm.
And people would actually have to think about it. It's just like, do I want brain damage after this? Because if he hits you for $1 million, right, you could be a plant.
Like, I'm not, physically as I am right now, I'm not capable of taking a punch from prime Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Where would he
punch you?
Just right square in the jaw, just right here.
And would it be like 100% punch?
Yeah, like you got to stand still, put it out there, and then he's just going to fucking... Whoop.
Like broken jaw for sure.
I mean, maybe brain you damage. Can like dodge if you can.
Maybe concussed.
Well, that's that's not the... Like, it's just you have to take a punch from him. You can't move.
Yeah.
Not allowed to move.
You're getting $1 million.
$1 million.
I don't think I would, though.
No?
Not for $1 million.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think I could take it.
Yeah. I have to agree.
This is just too much risk.
Yeah, all those other guys that got knocked out from them, they're still living.
Huge, though.
They're huge. They're trained.
Your jaw, size. No matter how strong you are, your jaw doesn't really make any difference.
Yeah, but that's they factual. Could have more muscle, right?
Around like your jaw, neck, they like chew food more or something?
But like their face and their neck, I don't know, their necks are just like muscle.
Yeah, exactly. My neck's like not.
Hold, like,
my neck can barely hold my head up, right?
Like if he hits me, my neck's going, and then I'm like broken. Neck as well.
I don't know. Maybe you surprised yourself. Maybe you have a strong chin.
I'm not willing to take the risk to find out, though. You know,
there's actually, although okay, so there is a difference between if he comes from the side from jaw, or if he like goes straight into your face, so your like head just.
Does he have a boxing glove on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which could you think you could take that one? Like just
to the face,
head on face.
Broken nose for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
I take that one too.
See, the thing that I hate about hitting anywhere below here at an angle is that, like, there's just too much to lose, right? Yeah, you get concussed, you get knocked out.
Drinking through a straw.
Anything. Like, your neck and your head are too fragile. But dead on, you've got way more impact.
Yeah. And then you just go with the punch. Just
exactly, yeah.
Whiplash.
Yeah, but I mean,
just
like,
this is bad, probably.
It's like, I'll just have a few headaches. I'll use $1 million to try to see how I can clear up those.
Exactly.
Headaches.
I've been in car accidents before. I've lived through those, and I was like dead on or back ended.
You guys would be fine. You guys would be lame pussies.
Yeah. You're willing to take a punch on the side of the face for Mike Tyson for $1 million?
Yeah. Why not?
Can't wait till I meet the guy. I have this friend who once says you're a fucking pussy, Mike Tyson.
Do you guys hear that?
That's not what I said.
Do you guys
too
hear
bad.
The Lonely Island song, Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Good times.
Video games.
Welcome to the Five Gamers Podcast, where we talk about video games, I swear. Today with us, we have Ivan.
Hey.
Hey. We have Jamie.
Yo.
We have Bento.
What's up?
We have Fernando. Hello. How are all of you
good.
Today?
Good, good.
Not tired. You guys, I'm talking to them.
Oh, okay.
Come on, guys.
Rude.
No, I'm just playing.
I'm talking to our fifth gamer.
Yeah,
the viewer or the listener.
Yes, you are the fifth gamer. Until we find somebody, we'll find someone one day.
Nah.
No?
They are the fifth gamer.
They are the fifth?
They are. Mm-hmm. They join us every week.
I thought Rob was going to be in today.
I didn't say today.
Oh.
I just said.
One day.
One day.
Uno más. When, you know, more Xbox stuff. Although I have a lot of Xbox stuff in here.
Yeah, we did have... It would have been a good week to have come. This would have been perfect. You would have had some stuff, because apparently the Xbox One X did well.
Quite well.
Did well.
I guess it kind of makes sense it might be selling well, because all those Xbox fans haven't had any games to buy, so they can afford the console.
And so it begins.
Damn. Like just sitting on this like load of cash because they haven't bought any games in so long.
They've just got a monthly allowance for games that they won't spend on anything else.
Well, it was going to get cracked down, but that got delayed.
So I'm just going to buy an Xbox.
Oh, shit.
Burn. But no, good on them, I guess. Competition is good.
That's true. Mm. It did better than the PlayStation Pro.
It did.
It does have better specs, too.
Right? It yeah, is 53% better than the PS Pro.
I kind of like question how that works.
I don't know. This is according to
53% because the CPU is almost the same. It's got less than 50% RAM. I think the Pro does like 4 teraflops. The One X has 6. So it's like, where's the math there? It's 53%.
Well,
hey man,
6 is 50% more than 4.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Half of 4 is 2. So 4 plus 2 is 6.
No, the 50%. Faster GPU would be 8 teraflops.
No, that's 100%.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Sorry.
But even then, I mean, I don't know. This is according to those nerds at the one website, VG something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not gonna even.
That's true.
Attempt to care.
I didn't like look into it or anything. I was like, yeah.
Should we start with what we've been playing this week, as we always do?
Sure, because that's probably going to take a lot of time to talk about.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, I feel like it might.
Like what we've been playing?
No, sorry, the Microsoft stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I feel like that's a good conversation. Yeah. Yes, yes. Well, let's not get too crazy with
it. Are we going to actually talk a lot more about Microsoft stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what else?
Yeah, they released some stuff because of the crackdown thing and the Xbox One X pre-orders and all that.
I guess that was kind of like the only big-ish news.
Yeah, there's a bunch of small stuff. GameStop convention is happening right now.
GameStop convention?
There is, yeah.
What's it called?
GameStop convention.
Oh, okay, I don't know. I thought it had a fancy name for it. I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm not going to lie.
Well, apparently, they're kind of funny... guys are there and everything.
That's right, yeah. There,
yeah. Well, what have you been playing then?
I'll start, yes, because I've been playing nothing. not much. Hellblade, I continued. I'm almost done, I swear. I'm almost done. I'm pretty sure. I'm almost there. But it's awesome game. I love it. It's really good.
I actually got on their YouTube channel for Ninja Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Telling. They have like a huge, pretty much like a whole like dev diary series from right when they first announced it almost.
Yeah.
Like all the way through until it was released. And I watched every single one of them.
Holy shit.
It was like went through and it was basically like expanded on the documentary type thing that they have at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, I don't know, there's 27, 28 episodes and they're like 5 to 7 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
So I watched all those and I'm like, fuck, I love this game.
They put a lot of work into it.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. I was telling Ivan, like, how much of it, because they're so independent studio.
Yeah.
But they wanted to obviously, like, make it seem like AAA quality, like the graphics and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they've messed around with so much, like, homebrew equipment and hardware, doing, like, motion capturing and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They basically did it all in one of their meeting rooms. They just like cleared out all the furniture, bought like stuff from IKEA and Amazon for like lighting. Then they borrowed cameras from this one company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like just doing it as cheap as possible.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Wow, it worked out really well.
Yeah. It was so interesting. I thought like, basically making like a AAA quality but just on the super cheap.
On the super cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and doing like a really, really good job. I mean, so I watched the playthrough And like combat is pretty basic, nothing too crazy. The animations still look really good, but the just the way the game looks, they did a really good job of it. Like that's uncharted territory. How good it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
I agree.
Yeah, it's like one of the better looking games around. For in there too, they talk about the size of the team. It was like 13 people for the most part.
Oh, okay, wow, that's
made that game.
It's not a lot.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. And then at the very beginning when they were first doing it, it was only like three when they were first. But then they like had to
keep hiring people.
Getting people on it. But at the get-go, it was just like a couple guys plus the concept artists, and that's it.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
See, this is an example of a small team that put out a product that was good.
Yeah.
It is. We're very okay. Sorry. Hmm? We seem very flustered today. I don't know. It's very chill.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I'm out of it.
It's because it's so friggin' hot out.
It is friggin' hot out.
Brain doesn't work in this kind of heat.
But to be fair, you guys do is complain.
Yeah, come winter, I'll say the same about you.
True. But a lot of the time, the people that complain are like, it's too hot, and then the winter will come and be like, it's cold, I hate the winter.
I don't know. I promise you, I won't say that.
That's like my mom.
I can't promise you.
That's my mom.
I enjoy just wrapping myself around the comforter and just like, yes.
Yeah.
Mm. I just like being outdoors in the freezing cold with my dog.
I can stand to be outside more than I can stand to be outside in summer.
Although, to be fair, this summer I've spent way too much time outdoors.
Yeah.
To the point where I just don't care anymore.
Dang.
I was like on the patio. Just hanging out on my patio.
You just get used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's probably because you're like, oh, it's hot, I'll stay inside all the time.
But if you just go outdoors,
it's really.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah.
I will say my favorite scene so far in
Hellblade
is after you beat Soot, you have to like cross a bridge and enemies, like a couple of enemies appear. Mm-hmm. But it's just so awesome to like, as you're running at them, and then they'll just fucking grab your sword and just hit them. And then you like take them out really quick, and then another guy appears so you can run to him.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, I'm so badass right now.
That looked really cool. Yeah. Or she like jump kicks them.
Yeah.
Just wait. You get to go so beast mode later.
Oh, okay.
It's dude, fucking awesome.
The scene in hell when you're like down there with the hands and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like 18 guys. I was just like, when does this end?
Yeah, that's a long ass fight.
That is so many and people.
Like you're fighting a couple of those big brute dudes with the giant axes, a couple of those like ninja dudes with the two swords.
Yeah, the hatchets.
Yeah, hatchets.
And then he like throws them at you.
Really gotta try to use the charge a lot because then it builds up your slow-mo faster. And then you can just fucking slow-mo them.
Yeah, that's always pretty cool.
Yeah.
Seeing that.
So good.
Great game. Great game.
Very good.
Yeah. And I played some Overcooked on Friday for the YouTube thing. So, I enjoyed that.
I guess this has been a pretty short week, though, because we just recorded on Tuesday.
That's true,
yeah.
So, I was like, what have I been playing? Like, not only one thing, but I guess it hasn't been that many days.
What have you been playing?
Let's start with Ivan so he finishes, because then you guys can talk about the other game.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah. The doy. I've been playing more No Man's Sky.
Nice.
Trying to get into base building, but... I think base building, you have to start at a specific type of pod where there's a person in it who sells you the parts. Mm.
So you can only start at certain places?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the case. And on this... I was on a planet just recently where the sentinels and like a lot of the animals were really hostile. And I was like, I'm not going to build a base here. I'm just going to constantly get attacked. So I left that one and I went to this new one. I was like, okay, I'll just build a base here. Everything's pretty chill. I can't find one of those areas to start the base. So I think I'm going to have to go somewhere else and start a base elsewhere. But the problem is I just get sucked right into this just flying around doing my shit, looking for stuff. Like nothing's changed. I mean, it's not that I'm complaining. It's just it's hard for me to move on because I just like this part of the game so much that I'm not moving on.
You're disgusting.
I know.
And I hate you. And the way you play games.
Hey, man, you know, just everyone does whatever makes them happy.
Right?
No,
does
no,
it make you right? happy, though? I don't
think. No anger here, dude.
How does it possibly make you happy? No anger. Oh, God, are you going to start with this shit? How does it possibly make you happy to just fly there for hours? Like, I'd understand, like, for
it's
a few minutes.
Not...
You fly around, you'd look at the view, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, I've taken it in. It's been 10, 20 minutes. But you're just like, hours later, you're like, I'm still checking out that view.
Because you're finding things. It's like the exploration that's more important versus the view, right?
Okay.
Like the view is whatever. But exploration, man. That's what it's all about.
Exploration, man.
To be fair, I feel like it's not that it makes me happy per se. It's just that it's super like relaxing.
And satisfying?
And satisfying. Just being like, yeah, got that one. Yeah. Ooh, got that one. Just like, you don't even have to think about anything. Nothing's stressing you out. You're just kind of doing your own thing.
You're broken.
You know, when, whereas broken you play other games. Yeah. So,
delete.
I started playing the Master Trials again. Yeah. Of Zelda. Finally got into it and finally beat the first two levels of the trials. So there's like an easy, middle, and final stage.
Yeah.
So you do the easy stage. It's 10 levels. You get a 10 increase of 10 damage. You do the middle one. It's 15 levels, and you get another increase of 10. And then the final one, I believe, is 20 levels. So I was doing that, and like, you know... Like No Man's Sky, super chill. You're just kind of doing your thing, whatever. A couple hours pass. No one notices. You know, next thing you know, it's 2 a.m, 3 a.m. Who knows? But playing this Zelda, I realize why conflict sometimes annoys me. I'm getting so freaking frustrated. I want to snap my friggin' Switch in two because I keep dying.
Don't do that. You can't find him anywhere.
See? And that's not cool with the new Ivan, right? Like, I don't want to get angry.
I don't want to be stressed.
Don't call him new Ivan. It's gay Ivan. Get it right. All right.
Hey, man, gay means happy. It's all love.
Yeah, I don't mean it that. I'm not trying to be offensive here, Ivan. How dare you? I do not mean that you like to take penis in your mouth. That's not what I mean.
So, it's just the two things about games that I both love and hate all in one. Weak. But I mean, like the Zelda thing's actually pretty fun, not gonna lie. And like in the middle and final trial, you get armor, like really weak armor, but they give you
some armor.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas the first one, you're just naked.
Yeah. And then I found like you find like really unique ways of beating the bad guys.
Yeah.
I've been using a lot of bombs and just hitting people into lava constantly.
Yeah.
So
when I was doing it, I was trying to use bombs so much because you don't want to use up all your weapons.
Exactly.
And stuff.
But then it was dumb because I thought it went straight up full 45 right at one, all at one go.
Oh, okay.
But the first one's only 10. In the end, I had all this good weaponry that I hadn't used at all.
Oh, and then it resets after that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of like, oh, shit. And I had all this like... all this food I had cooked that I didn't even use. I was like hanging on. I had like 5 hearts left. And I was like, I want to save it for when I really need it.
But now you know, at least.
That's true.
Now I know. So if I ever do it again. Thanks, Ivan.
No worries.
See, that's why you like take the system of the game and use it to your full advantage.
Precisely.
That's why in Witcher, I like did all potions and spells and
But well, not knowing when something might end, you're like, I should hang on to that shit for a while.
Yeah, but then, yeah, you, like, it's always that risk. Just like, should I keep this now or should I keep this later? But I find games nowadays always give you a reason to, like, you're going to get more of this shit, man. Just, like, use it. It makes your life easier.
I mean, that would have been... Because then
you look so stupid later when you have a ton of it.
That's true.
Like, to be fair, it's because games back in the day, they punished you for doing that.
Right. But here's the thing. The second, the middle trial was 15 levels long. I thought it was only 10, like the first one, so I wasted everything on my 10th. And then there were 5 more levels I had to get through, and I was just like, fuck. Luckily, they're easy.
Okay.
So how many... have we figured out how many trials there are in the end? No?
45
in total.
In total.
You've done 45.
No, I've only done 25.
Oh.
It's 10 for the first one, and then it ends.
Mm.
And you start again, and then it's 15... And then that ends, and then I'm on the final one, which is 20.
Okay.
So then if you die in this one, that's 20?
Do you just continue
the 20, or do you have to start all the way from
You can start from the 20. You just have to do 20.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So each time it ends, it's basically like, oh, you can go back in if you want, or you can just leave.
Oh, yeah. Word.
Right, so it doesn't force you to do everything all over again. Although you could probably, once you like... Once you get through to the final one, the first one you could just crush without even trying, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it gets pretty... Then you realize how easy that one actually was and how dumb you were for dying so often.
Well, it's the same with video games, right? You, like...
You learn. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty smart from the start.
Yeah. Okay, BJ Penn.
Thank you, Prodigy. It's true. It's damn true.
So those two are the games that I've been playing this week.
Word.
Good times.
Now we move on to Bento.
All I really played was I finished Uncharted Lost Legacy.
Yeah. So did you, right, Jamie?
Yeah.
Y'all finished it. How long did it take you?
7.5.
Yeah. And it took me like 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've seen who the better gamer is.
I'm also the slow gamer. I just go around like...
Who got the platinum?
I haven't.
Definitely didn't.
Neither of them are
the
good.
Trophy list. At one point, you get this little bracelet, and it shines, plus makes this noise out of the speaker on your controller when you're close to a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
And the noise is really fucking annoying.
Oh, I turned off controller sound, so maybe it didn't bother me as much.
It was pissing me off.
Okay.
So I'd be like, the only reason I'm even looking for this treasure, because usually I don't give a shit, it's just like this little thing that spins around, like I don't give a shit about the treasures in that game.
Yeah.
Is because the noise was annoying. I was like, I don't want this noise happening anymore.
What's the noise? Make the sound.
Oh,
it's just a hyper-pitched shrill.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But it's only like short. It's like,
yeah, it's a burst. Yeah.
And you're like, fuck. But then like it goes away for a second and you're just walking around and you're like, okay, where is it? And then it does it again. I'm like, fuck, I just want to find this.
Does it do it up. Quicker the closer you get?
No. Oh. It shakes harder. Not your really. Controller shakes harder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For me anyway.
Your controller just shaking. It's like, I don't even care.
Yeah, I don't know. So that was And that basically, remember I was telling you in the big open part and I'm finding these little keys, basically?
Yeah.
That one of the things you get for finding all those is this bracelet to find the treasures. Okay. Yeah.
Benson, you know you could have shut that off, right?
Yeah, I know.
There's
I was like, I'm playing. I don't want to like go into settings and stuff.
Because I found it out because I took a couple of pictures. I was just like, oh, this would make a nice screenshot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I used photo mode a few times.
The photo mode's pretty funny. I was telling Ivan, I think.
Yeah,
with where you can like set her facial animation and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who reviewed it on Kotaku, I think, he like had all these screenshots and like literally everything was just her doing a winky face.
Yeah.
But I had screenshots of her like choking out a guy, but she's like winking, like this big smile winking. So it was pretty funny. The photo mode's pretty awesome. I don't know. Yeah. it was great. Yeah. I mean, it's just more same. I guess I talked about it last week. I don't want to iterate too much on what I said. It's just more of this Uncharted 4, mm-hmm. just with different characters, different story, but the gameplay and everything is literally exactly the same, pretty yeah. much. Mm-hmm. There's no new, like, you know, with 4, they introduced the grappling hook and all that type. There's nothing yeah. new.
Well, yeah, and like I said before, like, it is an expansion to 4, so
yeah.
that's really not that surprising.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like a game all on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is like 7 hours long and that's how usually like the first couple of Uncharted's were, right? So
yeah, it was only 4, like was way longer. But the other ones were only the same, like 7-10 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what did you like the characters and stuff?
I did.
Yeah.
I always like Chloe a lot, so
yeah.
Do you enjoy the story?
I did. Yeah, and like Nadine also is great in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, there's a mix with Nadine, at least from what I've been hearing. Mm. Some people who are like, I hate Nadine, and then there's other people who are like, no, I kind of enjoyed her.
Honestly, it's just like it's personality wise, you're gonna hate people who have a certain personality type. Like,
yeah,
like I mean, Nadine. Hmm? I didn't mind her in 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you won't mind her here. Like, she's great. But then this time, you're like, she's on your side. Mm. And you get to see, like, how she thinks kind of thing. Like, you're just like, I get it. I don't know.
What did you think of the Nadine character?
The same. Like, I like Nadine. So I liked her in this, too. There's, like, one part, without trying to spoil, like, where she was, like, kind of irrational.
Mm. Well, that's understandable. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
But for, yeah, like, the rest, all yeah. the other time. Well, I don't want to spoil agree? The story.
I don't like this.
No,
but why did I, like, I don't mind when you two agree. Yeah. Why did Ivan know?
Well, Ivan's trolling.
Fucking. Yeah. I'm like, why am I not in this? Wait, I don't like to be excluded.
Troll, fuck.
But it's got the same. I don't think Uncharted would work as well if it wasn't ever, you know, like a duo.
Mm-hmm.
And it really takes that feel as well in this one, where you really start to care about the characters. You see their relationship building and growing.
Yeah.
And they go from, you know, just being your hired help to, like, we're friends type mm-hmm. thing.
To lovers, maybe.
Maybe.
Mm. Sexy.
Right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah, I know
you're right.
Some stuff is like mixed, and people are like, "Should they? Like, did they even need this?
Right?
Should they have done it?
Too much of a good thing."
But I think they did, right?
Well, did they? I mean, it's not really like it doesn't really affect the other games in any way.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of just.
Giving like, you closure to a character or something, kind of.
It's just like an additional story, like a good story.
Yeah.
It doesn't like take away from Nathan Drake's story or anything, because it's not really has anything to do with that too much.
Right. The only relation is that
the characters. You know the characters.
Yeah. You know the characters.
But the actual story, it's just like, I don't know, like
I think the question
sequel in a movie where they have new characters.
Right, but I think the question, like, a lot of people were just like, is it too much too quickly?
What?
Like, you don't want, despite the fact that everyone, so this is what I was hearing, I was listening to the Games Daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
And Greg was saying, is this one of those situations where you get too much of a good thing to the point where you start to hate it? I mean, it's like Assassin's Creed, right? Like, just every year, same thing, to the point where people were just like, all right, what's new? I don't care.
Assassin's Creed was your one? You couldn't set a Call of Duty or something?
No, but that's the one they chose. That's the example that they chose.
Yeah. I mean, I could agree to a point if they kept, if this stuff like this
kept happening. Yeah.
Right.
Which it's not, I don't think. You know, like, this was supposed to be, I think, you know, like a Left Behind with Last of Us, which was like a 2 or 3 hour thing. and it didn't even, you know, it was short. It was way cheaper. But this, I think it just really exploded into its own thing when it wasn't initially meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's just like, it was a one-off.
Mm-hmm. Possibly, yeah. Right? That's the thing, though. We don't they know at testing. This point.
This was a test to see if it did work. But I feel like if you take in just Metacritic and stuff like that,
yep.
And just see, wasn't received like great like most Uncharted's are.
No.
Like, I feel it was very middling.
I feel like it's because they were judging it as a standalone game.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because most of the stuff I read in reviews was just like their biggest drawback was it's more of the same.
Yeah, right.
That was the number one big drawback. It's like, well, I mean,
yeah,
that's exactly what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. But then, you know, for a lot of people, that's just like,
and it,
given Naughty Dog's history, they expect something else, right?
Yeah. I mean, it also wasn't Druckmann.
No, I think it was
all those. It was other people that did it.
Wasn't he? I saw his name in the credits.
If you watch like the directors and stuff, like,
oh, he was probably just like
consultant.
Special, yeah.
They're fully on Last of Us too. Like, I remember them talking about how like it was basically like the next guy is in line, or like given this to do.
Mm.
To like create the story and everything.
Yeah. So I think this one's gonna be a wait and see. Mm. If they're gonna do more, like they were thinking about it at least.
Right.
From what Greg was saying on one episode as well, they were this was a test, obviously.
Mm.
And if it was successful, yeah, they're gonna do more standalone with other characters. Like they're saying they could do something with Nate's brother and Sully.
Yep.
Stuff like that.
They could. They kind of broke off. At the end of 4, right?
Yeah.
Those two. So, yeah.
Is that something you'd want to see?
Well, as long as it is, if it's in the spirit of a numbered Uncharted game, like, it might not be called Uncharted 5, but as long as, like...
No, but, like, if it's, like, standalone like this, like, just...
I mean, as long as the price reflects it.
Okay.
I honestly don't think that's going to happen. I think this was just, like... It totally came out saying like this was just supposed to be something short. Mm-hmm. It was part of the season's pass, just like Left Behind. It was supposed to be, and it just exploded into its own thing.
Yeah.
So I don't even know. Like I know that a lot that Greg was saying it. He thought it was a test.
No, for not that type of one of the developers told him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because from what I heard, that it was just like. When initially, when they're storyboarding it, they're just like, oh, fuck, this is going to be way longer than we thought.
Mm. I think they're also, they are trying to figure out how to continue the Uncharted series without Nathan, right?
I don't think they're going to touch Uncharted again for like a long time.
That's also a good possibility.
I mean, that's the hope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I was really good with this. Like, I thought it was awesome. But, I mean, I don't want to see them, like, come out with a thing like this like every year or something is what on they were talking about.
Yeah,
kind of funny. It's like Tim was kind of like, yeah, give me like something like this like every year, I'm down with that. And I was like, nah. And Greg was kind of saying like the more too much of a good thing,
right?
That's where that led to. And he's like, eh, like I'd rather them, you know, if it's another 4 or 5 years, like, okay.
Yeah,
that's cool. That will create like enough innovation. Stuff like that.
That's what I mean by fresh. Like,
yeah.
An Uncharted 5, just not named Uncharted 5.
But if they did like something like this, where it just was more Uncharted 4 kind of thing, like every year, I'd be like, don't do that.
I don't think they would. I don't think they
would. I don't think they would either. It doesn't seem like their style.
Yeah.
Like Naughty Dog style is like, make the best fucking thing you can.
Yeah.
Which if this is just like DLC, in my opinion, this is probably like one of the best DLCs out there, like quality wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm, but it isn't DLC.
But it is, because it is part covered under Season Pass.
That's where it's
right.
Like,
but
it comes with the
fact that
pass.
The fact that it's standalone, it shouldn't be considered DLC.
Well, it's Left Behind was standalone.
It's only own
like
game.
2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But how
so is that its own game?
Yeah. It's just a cheaper game is all it is.
What about another one example brought was, First Light or whatever?
Yeah, I would consider that its own game.
But it's, everyone, again, just but a cheaper everyone version. Apparently, like, reviewed that as a DLC.
Right, but...
But what's the difference?
Yeah, and,
but
that's and also,
thing, I think what that not. Separates the people, it depends how you want to view it. Ivan's just saying how he views it.
Right.
And obviously, those other people can view it how they want to. But I personally would, I think I'd agree with more toward Ivan personally. Just when something is standalone and you can buy a disc yeah. version of it,
it's,
it just feels
it's
like.
Gray it's gray because it's also given away free with the season pass, which yeah. is typically only something that happens with DLC.
And also, yeah. its multiplayer mm-hmm. is connected to the Uncharted 4 multiplayer.
But it was also given away free because they didn't expect it to be like right, said, to exactly. be this
yeah.
long.
Yeah. Yeah,
for sure, and that's like an oversight on their part more than anything else. But as it is, I don't think you should ever consider a game like this or something that happens like this DLC, because it really just isn't.
Well, that was the intention with it.
Like DLC builds on a pre-existing story most of the time, right? Just like fleshes it out.
Well, but this, I mean,
this doesn't flesh anything out. It just splits off and does its own thing.
Yeah, I think that's fair for DLC, though. Like, with DLC, sometimes you can't flesh the story out more just because it's, like, with Uncharted 4, it's done.
No, exactly. That's yeah. why you make it its own game and you don't call it DLC, is
but
what
then,
I'm saying.
But like,
though.
The intention was, like, let's say it was shorter. Like, you had less stuff to do, but, like... Why wouldn't that be DLC then if it was just like a sort of featuring
Well, that's
a
like
spin
where
a
their
character.
Last thing, which was also standalone.
But like it but follows it with Ivan's thing
a lot,
that it is.
But it's so much shorter. But I wouldn't consider something that's like 2 hours long of its own game.
Yeah, but then with Ivan's but point, though, it
Journey's
is
like
flesh out
long?
The story.
Would
I
that
guess.
Be? It's technically its own game.
Yeah.
But Journey is yeah. an indie game.
There's Journey's so much like game. I feel like there's just game. Way too much gray area.
Yeah, there is. There is,
and it does like true. It does have aspects, and I think that their stuff is pretty unique, where it does like cover areas of both. Like there's variables that make it feel like a DLC, and there's variables that make it seem like a full game. So it's like its own. It's almost hard to explain to people. Like I remember I was trying to explain it over text to Robin Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, it's like a full-length game and it's $50 and blah, 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 blah. And they just like almost didn't understand. And I was like trying to explain it to them. They're like, yeah. really? Like $50 seems like kind of a lot and stuff like that.
See,
like, well, you pay $80 for a full Uncharted. It's got the same amount of stuff in it, but it's cheaper.
Yeah, like
stuff like that. Like,
if I were explaining it, I just never would call it DLC.
I think even as Naughty Dog, like you said, it was an oversight. And I think they regret calling it DLC as
yeah.
well. I think if they could go back in time, they'd just say, we're just going to do a standalone adventure.
Right. Like, don't you think they would want to charge you $50 versus you paying $20 for Season's Pass?
Yeah.
Like, they would obviously want that $30 for everyone
yeah.
who paid for it.
But they have to be fair.
Exactly,
like,
right?
People yeah. paid for that. Yeah. They were promised this.
Oh,
which,
for sure.
I mean, like, good on them for not going crazy and trying to charge everyone.
Yeah, we'll return your $30. They could have just returned that $20.
Exactly.
And then just been like, just pay for the full thing.
Yeah,
if you want.
I mean, it's good on them. Like, I guess at the time when they decided that, yeah, we are going to do a story DLC, like, they might not have even had any idea what
yeah.
that story was going to be.
That's true, yeah.
Well, it's obvious, like, from what happened, they didn't, right?
Yeah. Like, they may not even known what characters is going to be in it. Mm-hmm. Like, that could have been just all, like, we're going to keep this going a little bit, like, after.
You know, they had so many characters to play with. Like, like I said, like, Dean's brother.
Yeah.
They had yep. so many stories to play with, and cool that they went with the female.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, too, because it kind of, like, brings to light how development cycles work within a game lifespan. Is that I figured they would come out with everything for the DLC while they were developing the full game so that they would know how they connected the two or what relation the two parts would have with each other. Whereas this is like they pretty much finished the game and then they're like, fuck.
DLC?
Yeah, what we didn't think about that extra little bit. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I mean, at the time, even when they announced the DLC, they could have even had a different ending for 4.
Yeah, exactly right.
So it's like, okay, now we're changing the ending for 4, so our idea with the DLC is completely like void now.
Yeah, and then maybe so they were forced to like
so many questions.
Yeah,
I don't know.
To be fair, if the ending for 4 was like different, they could have still worked around it. Like, they're good storytellers; they'll figure it out
for sure. But maybe it linked more. Originally, whereas this is just like, you know, they capped off 4. Who knows? I don't even remember what happens in 18 and 4. Chloe's not mentioned at all, right?
Yeah. Well, Chloe makes a cameo, like name drop. Basically, that's all it is.
Just like named in passing, basically.
Right. Yeah. But remember Nadine, like when Rafe and Nathan, this is going to be spoilers, by the way, but like when Nathan and Rafe meet. Like they
on the ship,
yeah. They like fight off, and Nadine's just like, "Fuck that shit!"
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so she just pieces.
She has pieces,
and then that's it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like, because Rafe's beef was actually with Nathan.
Yeah, he just like loses his mind at that point, right?
Yeah. So it's just like, all right, you guys.
But she basically loses her
money,
money and her company.
Yeah.
And that's ties into
the next one.
So it's like, it does have connections. Like, I wouldn't play. There was actually a reader and kind of funny saying, like, at one point, Greg said you should maybe play this before 4.
And then Tim was like, hell no.
Yeah. And then in the end, Greg was like, actually, maybe not. But because there is like some connections.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like it ruins anything either way, really.
But no, that's not a strong connection.
There's just like some references that may get lost on you.
Yeah.
References to 4 and stuff like that. Like some of the relationships and stuff of like the dynamic, especially when you're first having them.
Yeah.
What Nadine's deal is. That's probably pretty confusing. Like,
if you never played 4, who the fuck is Nadine?
Exactly.
It happens immediately after 4, right? Like, it doesn't take long. Like, it's all this events going on in it is also a result of 4. So it's kind of hard to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like,
I wonder if this is also a way to, like, maybe see about expanding Naughty Dog and maybe making a new team. Because, like you said, it wasn't Neil Druckmann, right? It was, like, these two
guys. It was two guys that was, like, new the guys. Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, also, I just realized, like, didn't they do something like this with, like, Golden Compass? Like, a smaller game, especially since it was on the Vita and what up.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Golden Compass? Oh.
Yeah, it's a Vita game.
Golden Abyss.
Golden Abyss.
Yeah.
My bad.
Golden Compass, the book.
I feel like they also did reference that in Uncharted 4.
Golden Abyss was done by a band, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was different. It wasn't even Naughty Dog that did Golden Abyss.
Shit.
It wasn't even Naughty Dog, yeah. They're the guys doing that bike game.
They just gave them the license.
Days Gone. Yeah, they did Golden Abyss.
Oh.
So how big is Naughty Dog, though, then as a team?
I know they have two teams.
Two teams.
Yeah, they got the Neil Druckmann one that's working. Well, it's just that they like give each other so many guys, like there's right, probably like another team right now, but they're probably small.
Yeah,
working on whatever is going to come after Last of Us 2.
So they're doing like pre-development, and then the rest of the team is doing like Last of Us 2.
I think a lot of it changed too when what's her name left.
The writer.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of like the Uncharted person.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. And then, like, I think it also, she was, like, the top person, and, like, Druckmann and stuff were the up-and-comers.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so
that's right.
What was it?
And then when she left, they had to, like, take over, and I think it kind of, like, threw a wrench in, like, what their plans were going to be.
Because maybe if she hadn't left, they would have been two full teams.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, if she didn't left, like, Uncharted 4 might have been, like, very different.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Last of Us might have been sooner. coming because Druckmann and stuff might have been working on that already. Right,
exactly.
Yeah, because Druckmann, that was like their huge thing, right? Was Last of Us, yeah. The first one.
But then they had to come
Amy
in.
And Amy was still working on 4 at the time. Yeah. Amy Henning or whatever. Yeah.
What about Neil Druckmann's partner? He was going to go on vacation for a little bit, right?
Australia or whatever. Something
yeah. Like oh, jeez.
Who knows when he was coming back? I know it was for a while.
Yeah, he was like taking a sabbatical type thing.
Yeah.
But then he was supposed to come back and start working on
Last makes of sense. Too. I mean, I guess
Uncharted's... No, because that's why they hired the girl that did what show did she do?
Westworld.
She did Westworld and she's helping out Neil Druckmann because he's gone for Last of Us. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's like that. A sabbatical. Yeah. So he's gone for like a long time.
Yeah. Huh. So I don't know if he comes back and then he helps maybe, or if these guys now that if Lost Legacy is a success, if they start writing the new project.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I guess it probably depends on like internally if they thought that it was a success or not.
Right.
Because then maybe they'll be like, maybe you're not quite ready yet or something. You which just like help out with Last of Us 2 like you probably were before.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, whatever.
It was awesome. I mean, if you liked Uncharted 4, then you'll like this. Like,
yeah.
It's great story, great writing, great acting, great action. Like, there's those moments where I think you only really get from a few games, especially like the views and stuff, where you want to take pictures of it, screenshots. And then, like, Uncharted, you just like turn the corner, you hop over something, and you're like, see some big statue like out in the distance and like the draw distance is insane. Oh, it just looks so amazing. Mm-hmm. Just like Uncharted 4, you know, you like turn the corner vista on a mountain, the vista, and you're like, holy fuck, that looks so good.
Right?
You know, like Horizon, that happens a couple of sometimes.
Yeah, that's why they're smart. They included a photo mode for it.
Yeah, because I remember 4, I was taking screenshots all the time. I was like, oh, this looks so fucking good. So it's got stuff, it's got that. I mean, yeah, the graphics are insane, just like you expect.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Sweet.
It is.
Are you getting it?
One day, my friend. I would like to get it and play it.
But you gotta, you know, get it all, complete all these games.
Yeah.
But I am completing them.
I'm almost done with Hellblade.
Almost fucking Kinshasa. Yeah, don't worry.
Almost. You can beat it tonight after this.
I think I'm going to beat it tonight. I have it paused right now.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, so as soon as I don't know if we're going to go eat something because I'm so fucking hungry.
Mm. But you're just going to go crush.
I'm going to crush it.
Nice.
And then, you know what? I might even, right after I crush it, I might start some fucking Fire Emblem Echoes. Immediately, just start it.
But that's, Fire Emblem Echoes is 2DS?
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I was saying how it was like an RPG, well, which is a tactical game, though.
Tactical, yeah.
Yeah, but like, that's long, isn't it?
I think the stories, they're moderately long, but...
So what, you're going to try and beat that?
Yeah.
And then what's after that?
After that? We have to see where we're at, because we have like Mario Rabbids.
Coming this Tuesday. This
week. Yeah, and then I do want to play Yakuza... Kawaii?
Kiwami.
Did you hear that they announced
Yakuza 2?
Kiwami 2? Kiwami 2, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just wait till
that's on my 6. List.
Dun, dun, dun.
I actually kind of... I was telling Jamie earlier, like he's just like... He didn't know if it was a good idea or not. Well, you were like, Jesus, like it's too much, right? Like,
Which is too like, much.
Kiwami 2.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Just to announce it. But I was telling him, like, I think there is a lot of people like me that just got into the series.
So you want as much as you can get.
Yeah, it's like, now I want to get into it, and this is a good
one. I mean, I was, like, on the fence because I'd never played Yakuza, and I was, like, always heard of it, always thought it looked kind of cool, but never played it.
Right.
So it is good that it's coming out, because if I did have the time, I probably would have played it. Mm-hmm. You know, even Zero, like I was kind of like, oh, should I get Zero? But I don't have time. I'm playing other stuff. It just didn't like fit in.
Yeah.
And then like that's the same with all of them. It's kind of like not high priority.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah. So I think it's cool that they're coming out with them just for the choice.
Yeah, me too. I mean, just like with Yakuza 0, like, it just, it's almost like Digimon, where out of nowhere, it's this new franchise that I, like,
right,
really want to be into.
And now there's, like, all the options. Other ones coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so I just thought it was, I think it's good, for me at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, for someone just getting into it, it's perfect. You're like, oh, wow, I played this Yakuza 0. And then all of a sudden, like, they're just announcing all of them being remade, basically.
Yeah.
Plus a new one coming out.
Yeah.
And, like, they do a pretty good job on these remakes, right? Like, it's not half-assed.
Well, they're pretty old, right? Like, they're very PS2, I think.
Well, these ones? I don't think they've released the remake yet, though. That's the thing.
Well, the first Kiwami is out.
Is it?
Yeah. There's, like, reviews and stuff everywhere for it.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I thought it was coming out. Oh, shit. Okay.
Two is coming out.
Two.
Yeah, yeah. Kiwami 2 just got announced.
I think we looked it up. It was, like, it might be, like, this week.
It's coming out. I think this Tuesday is Kiwami.
On the 29th as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And the reviews are out for it already?
Yeah, I got early reviews.
Okay.
They're okay.
They're okay?
They're, like, sevens, I think.
I think the thing is,
there's
people who are veterans of the series, they say they tend to, like, give it a middling score because it's very repetitive.
Well, what they are saying is they didn't, you know, like, some of the repetitive, like, some of the awkward story that's out of date, like, compared to modern games, they didn't change any of that.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they basically just made it look a lot better.
Yeah.
But just, like, a lot of it's, like, feels awkward.
Mm.
Oh,
and
okay.
They said in Kiwami, even with the first one, the beginning of it is kind of bad. Which they didn't change at all.
You know,
it's like slow apparently and kind of bad at the beginning, the first few hours.
Yeah.
So then they didn't, like, story wise, like, any of that, they didn't change any of it. Like, they didn't try to improve that.
They just made it look nicer.
Yeah, they just made it look nicer.
I just feel like, so from what I played with Zero, was the main story is very, like, almost, it takes a backseat to the side stories. Some of the side stories are, like, good and so crazy.
Yeah.
I guess, maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
But, like, they just have so many side missions, though.
They do.
Like, but they're really all, like, these little unique and kind of quirky but hilarious stories. Some of them are a little deeper.
Mm.
And it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Just remember, though, there is an overarching story to it, and it is serious business.
Yeah. And I think that.
But it does have a light side to it.
It does. Well, with the side missions and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiwami got a meta of 82.
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's actually, like, around the same score as the original Yakuza.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It's better than I thought it was from some of the reviews that I saw.
Yeah, if you haven't played it, I mean, you'll see the whole thing of Yakuza as is. It's actually a decent game, like, a really good game. It's just not many people knew about it, I think.
Yeah, and that's why it's pretty cool that they're bringing them out now that I do know about it. So
I did see a thing saying that the developer of Yakuza is making a Fist of the North Star game.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
I actually didn't realize it, but I did play a Fist of the North Star game back in the day with, like, my cheap ass, like, hacked Nintendo or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a 8-bit, like, Fist of the North Star game back in the day.
Yeah, I have a Game Boy game. Yeah. Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, it was actually not bad.
I remember watching the anime. It's pretty sweet.
Dude, yeah, if you hit them right, like,
hit them right, they just, like,
they explode.
Yeah.
Oh my god! You know, the only thing I know about Fist of the North Star is, so those Team Four Star guys, they did a Dragon Ball Z, they do the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they recently had Cell games, and they had the tournament, and in the show, Cell gives the Dragon Ball Z fighters a week, right? And so they decided to do a thing where they combined animes, and they'd have, like Yu-Gi-Oh! Go and fight Cell within the week, right? And they had, like, other guys, and they had a Fist of the North Star guy, and he just starts, like, punching them everywhere, and he's just like, and then Cell is just like, what the hell did you just do? And then all of a sudden, he's just like, you're already dead. And then he blows up.
Oh, God. Like,
oh. Yeah, that's Fist of the North Star.
Okay, perfect. I was just like, what is that? Okay. Jeez. I'd never seen it before.
Yeah, you're already dead.
You're already dead.
And that's like that weird 80s, early 90s anime style.
Yeah.
It's from the 80s.
It is, yeah.
Speaking of remakes, Secret of Mana remake. I don't know if anyone's interested in that. That's like supposedly one of the pivotal RPGs.
Well, Square RPGs. Game, yeah. Squaresoft game. Yep. I honestly never played a Secret of Mana game.
Me neither. And apparently they're building up from scratch.
Mm.
But keeping it still top down, true to form, but in 3D. I don't know.
Is it gonna be like
episodes?
Is it gonna be like a full on, like almost like Crash Bandicoot style, or is it gonna just be like a HD kind of?
It's gonna be like Crash Bandicoot. Like they're rebuilding the game.
Oh, okay.
But they're keeping the core elements, the combat, I believe, and the view of it the same.
Yeah, that's the same thing they did with Crash. They kept like the shitty jumping.
Yeah. Exactly. So a lot of people seem to be excited for it because it is, again, one of those things that everyone who's into JRPGs, people are like, you should play Secret of Mana. Or did you play Secret of Mana?
It wasn't. Was it a turn? It wasn't a turn-based RPG, was it?
I don't know. I've never played it.
I didn't play it either, so I don't know.
But
it looked like it was like one of the first action RPGs type deal. And I was like, whoa.
Cool.
From what I seen of it.
I would give it a go.
I would too. Well, depending on the price, right?
Is it coming out for Switch?
I think it's
there it is. No, it's coming out for Vita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's coming out for PS4 and Vita. I remember.
Vita is good too. How dare you? It's all handheld.
What?
They all work.
I didn't say anything.
It's your face. I can tell. You're like, whatever. Whatever,
but it could be an interesting thing to check out. It was on Nintendo originally, right? Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it was a SNES game. Yeah.
Have we moved on to the news? Is this the news?
I guess so. I mean,
just brought that up because it was like we were talking about remakes.
Yakuza. Oh yeah. Was,
but we can move on to news if you want.
Are you guys done? Anything else?
I mean, besides him playing whatever he plays, you know.
Okay. Not you, sir. Anything else, Bento? Was that?
I mean,
well, that, it's a short week.
Yeah. I mean, I beat that on Friday, but I hadn't played anything since Friday.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of on call with work. It's hard. It's getting calls in the middle and stuff. It's kind of shitty. So wasn't really playing much after that.
Yeah.
But I'll be getting Mario Rabbids this week.
Da da da.
Oh, Mario.
Are you getting season pass?
But I'm getting Fire Emblem.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Which is a season pass for that game?
Yeah, they just announced it.
It's only $20. And it's got like 3 drops of content. But it's kind of like the Zelda where it's got like 2 smaller ones. Yeah, and then the last one's like a full story part. Is what I read.
I mean, depending on how good the game is, could be worth it. Might not.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be so much shit coming out. I was like,
for sure.
Probably not going to want to play DLC for that.
Right, and it might be one of those problems, like you said before, where DLC comes out too late. It's like, well, that's good, but I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah, it could be great DLC, but I'm like, oh, I'm already playing something else. Exactly. Like, I don't want to get back into this.
Too late.
Hmm.
If you didn't make it part of the game, then it's
because that's even like Horizon.
Yeah.
It's coming out in like November. It's going to be so many other fucking games I'm playing.
Honestly, I didn't even think they were going to release a DLC for that game.
I like would be interested in playing it, but it's like, oh, I haven't even touched Horizon in a long time now. Plus, I'm playing all this new shit.
Treat it as a standalone game.
Well, depends what it's like, I guess.
Yep.
You slut.
Are they selling it separate?
I think they...
Aloy's not even part of it?
I have no clue. They haven't said anything about selling it.
I'm pretty sure they're going to sell it separate.
Standalone?
Yeah.
It does look like Secret of Mana was an action RPG, though.
Ah. Okay, I wasn't crazy.
Turn-based?
Action RPG.
So oh, just action. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's how the new one's going to look. And that's how... Oops. And that's how the old one looked.
Oh, okay.
So So I think they're going to try and keep it similar, but...
Yo, what was that game that had, like, a crazy-ass name? Remember when they revealed the Switch? It had a stupid name. It was, like, Orpheus or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it was
Lost Odyssey.
No, it's, like, Octune something. Yeah.
That looks so
dope. It was
dope.
Made by Square. Yeah. And it was like,
what's that Sphere game called?
Odin Sphere?
Odin Sphere. No, not that one.
Okay, get over yourself.
Sorry.
Did you play Odin Sphere?
I did play Odin Sphere.
Oh. Nice. Yeah,
thanks, man.
No, it's. I think it's made by Level 5. It's made by the guys who made I Am Setsuna.
The RPG Factory?
Lost Sphere. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll play that. I enjoyed I Am Setsuna.
Mm-hmm.
Project Octopath Traveler.
There you go.
Weird.
But it looks so good. Yeah,
I was actually thinking about that the other day. It's like, when is that fucking RPG coming out?
Also, when are they going to announce the Bethesda thing or the Skyrim?
Is like, that coming out in September or October?
They have a for sure thing.
Did they give it a date? When did they give it a date? Did I miss it?
I know it was
I might be wrong.
Playable at Gamescom, they were saying, but only in handheld mode.
I remember they gave us that clue. Remember when they were at E3? They're like, all the games you've seen here, except for I forget which one, is going to be a 2017 release, and Bethesda was, or the Skyrim was part of it.
Oh.
They did say that.
Oh, aside from Pokemon, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Pokemon's not.
I'm trying to find that picture of all those games that were supposed to come out for Nintendo Switch. Damn it. Can't find it.
Should we move on to news?
Sure.
Five Gamers News coming at you. Hey, hey, hey. At you. Okay. What's the news?
Cool. Okay, so Xbox One X pre-orders. Most successful Xbox pre-order ever.
Let's all just give one-word answers and just move on.
It outsold the PlayStation Pro. Good? Yes or no, Jamie?
Well, time will see. I mean, yeah, good for them.
Yeah. Good. Man, we're such Xbox. Well, let's not give Rob the satisfaction of being right, guys. All right? Let's defend the Xbox a little here. He called us biased.
We are.
Well,
I already have a PlayStation.
Don't make them right.
Well, to be fair, Jamie and I admitted that we were fanboys and...
Wait. By don't default, say fanboys. I hate that word.
Okay, gay for PlayStation.
No, just say it like you have a bit of a bias, but don't say fanboy.
Fine. Jamie and I admitted that we have a PlayStation bias fully.
But there's a point where you're just a realist.
Yeah.
Like, we're just being real, Bob. Yeah.
And to be fair, we don't hate Xbox.
He hates us.
And Ivan and I don't hate Xbox either. We just prefer the PlayStation.
Yes. I do too.
I have reasons. Tiny hands.
I just grew
our
up
hands
on PlayStation.
Are the same. I just got fatter fingers.
No, you got a big thumb too, right? That can reach further.
How do I have it's just wider. That's
mine's all. Definitely smaller than Fernando.
No, you got like a fucking Shaquille O'Neal, like, what the fucking fuck? Look at your fingers.
They're just like super long.
Holy shit.
You got some, you're like Kawhi Leonard.
You could grab a whole basketball.
It's not like we're saying Xbox is terrible. This is good for them, right?
Yeah.
Like, people want the console, obviously.
I think in any market, you don't really want a monopoly.
Yeah.
They've both done things that they've taken from each other and made them better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you could argue, I don't know, I don't care about achievements or trophies, but I think you could look at PlayStation even maybe improved upon trophies or achievements. And then, like, Xbox did games with gold.
Xbox created Live.
Live,
yeah.
Xbox that's fucking Live,
yeah.
Yeah, it's such a huge thing that really like pretty innovative.
Yeah, and PlayStation Plus is obviously like totally a copy of that.
Yeah,
oh yeah,
it's built on yeah. Yeah, I mean, like it's just like there's a reason why it's selling so well, and just recently, what the head of Microsoft development program, some management, whatever. His last name is Ibarra. And he said that Xbox program director, he says that they don't need exclusives to sell the console. People want the console. And because it has backwards compatibility and they're up-resing games to work for this new, more powerful console, that's good enough for the Xbox. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they have their expectations in a certain place, and I'm guessing it probably just meets their expectations, and that's good enough for them.
That's cool.
Yeah. Just to say they don't need exclusives, though, like, I think that's just straight up, like, damage that, control. Yeah. That's
maybe injection. They also had another damage control release, though, about Crackdown yeah. saying that they need to stop promising release dates and not meeting them a la Crackdown and Scalebound.
Yeah, guy basically just straight up said, like, we announced it too early.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's like, it may seem like there isn't a lot of exclusives, like, announced. But we're just, like, really took a different approach because of stuff like Crackdown.
Mm.
So we're going to, like, hold stuff back until they know. Kind of take, like, the Bethesda approach, it seems like, you know?
Yeah. Just instead. Not promise anything until...
Because then, yeah, like, Crackdown was announced, what, like, 3 or 4 years ago? Like, it's a fucking long time ago.
Which, I mean, it's one of those things where it's, like, it's fine. It's good if you're going to... hold back a game to make it better, obviously, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah,
always. Yeah. It's just, it's, you know, like having to so soon after or so soon to the release of the Xbox One X be like, sorry, this game that you were kind of expecting to come out with, we can't give it to you.
Yeah,
it's kind of like bad timing in that way. If maybe a couple months before,
I think that's all that made it really like bad kind of thing seem worse is like. Even though it didn't show that well, it was still like this game is coming out at the same day as the One X.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this is the One X game that we're kind of coming out.
Right.
And it's, now it's not.
Yeah, it'd be like if they had done the Switch and not given us Breath of the Wild. Yeah, like
Breath
of the
Wild got delayed again or something.
Which that would have been.
That would have been rough.
That would have been
super rough because everyone was like worried about the launch titles already.
Right. Yeah. And that game had over 100% attachment rate. Could you imagine if that over was back down to zero? It's a big hit. But good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they needed like a positive. It's been so much negative news all the time for them.
For sure.
And I think everyone could admit that. Like, it's been really negative about Xbox lately. So this fact, I mean, it's...
No, it's their third console.
Mm. It's a positive. It's
the third console curse. Yeah. Every third console always does horrible. I don't know if you noticed that. PS3 technically didn't do very well.
Ended up passing. I forget what Nintendo's third was.
It is also it N64?
Nintendo 64 did pretty good, I think.
Well, was that the third?
Yeah.
Wasn't it the GameCube?
Well, PS3.
No, GameCube came after the 64.
Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Well,
Super
what would you consider? Because PS3 did end up selling... I think more than 360.
It took a long time. Remember that was a 10-year console cycle, right?
But I mean, it caught its stride.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like it was shitty start.
It did, but who knows?
Like, you can look up the sales number.
No, I completely get that. But I feel like it wasn't the... People didn't get it for particularly gaming. I feel like... I know it was number one for Netflix, like, machine.
What, at PlayStation 3?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I thought actually for a while it was the number one Netflix
machine. I would think more of a Blu-ray disc. This is a time when, like, before digital media, but I think Blu-ray player as well.
Yeah, Blu-ray player.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think it was bought more for that than rather than a gaming machine.
Oh, for sure. Like,
because back then it was still a cheaper Blu-ray player.
Third parties, like, played better on Xbox 360, and they had all the exclusive, like, DLC content and shit. So, like, gaming opinion-wise, but, I mean, I think even in my opinion, like, in the end, I liked PS3 more, like, especially because of the exclusives still.
Oh, well, in the end, yeah, I'm with you because my 360 kept breaking, so.
Yeah, same. And then I just thought the games are better.
And I also got, like, the PlayStation 3 later into its life. Like, I think I got the slim version. That was my first PlayStation 3.
Yeah, like, it really hit its stride, and it... came out with lots of great games after, later. Mm-hmm. They shit the bed at the start, though. So it could be the same thing now with Xbox. Like, it could be, you know, we don't really know how long this generation is going to be. Is it even going to be like generations anymore? Type thing, but
I mean, our expectations are generations, but at this point, we have to accept that.
They can just do these iterations and then be like backwards compatible to a point. Like, I don't know. Like, that's there's got to be a line that they have to draw somewhere.
Yeah.
If there's no generations, because like
they have to start.
You can't going. You know, like they come out with another iteration after Xbox and PS4 Pro, Xbox One X, and they want all the games to play on it still. It's like, but you can't have these new games looking really good running using the hardware still work on like original PS4 and original Xbox One. Like, there's gotta be a line that you have to draw.
I don't think I don't think it would release another iteration. I think if you think they
Gonna be a fresh
It's gonna be a generation new, straight up.
You think they're gonna keep generations still?
I don't think so. Well, for next time, probably.
Because I thought PlayStation Phil 5 Spencer is kind of like hinted at the fact that this is that they're not going to do generation anymore for them, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, I wouldn't care really if they were like, "Yeah, this game's not going to work on the PlayStation 4 original anymore."
That's like, it just seems like so non-console.
For sure, like, it goes against everything we expect.
On, you like look at the back of the box or something. It's like got check boxes, like which one it will work on. It's like your phone or something, like iPhones.
Yeah, exactly.
But then, this app will work on this phone, and this phone, but not this phone.
Honestly, it's something we have to maybe expect that's going to happen.
Well, I don't think it would be a problem for me.
No, because you always buy the most.
But like, I was just going to say, at some point, there is going to have to be a drastic change. I think it's like they have to understand that it's also not good for consumers. Remember, this is back to the goodwill of people. Like, you need goodwill for people to want to buy your product as well in the beginning. But then also, because what wins is whatever people flock to in the end.
Yeah.
Like, if people are buying it, then
it's hard to judge, because I honestly thought, like, the Xbox One X was, like, not good for consumers, especially because of the price. But I thought it was too expensive, but it doesn't seem to matter for people, because it's getting lots of pre-orders.
Yeah, but then you also have to remember that is, I believe, just North American pre-orders.
Well, the only place that buys Xboxes is North America,
right? So like expectations I guess are it's gonna sell in North America. I always thought it would. It's just
I saw like a breakdown of like a estimation of sales of PS4 versus Xbox, and it did it by region. And in North America, it's actually pretty close, like Xboxes versus PS4s. But then you go literally anywhere else, like Europe, South America, like everywhere, it's just like a fucking landslide.
Right. And
a word, like no one buys Xbox.
Yeah. And that's the thing, right? Like they have their market and they're okay with that.
Yeah. I think especially with 360, they tried Japan so hard. And then this time around, they're just like, fuck, it's a waste of time and money. Like, let's just sell this with some Doritos and Mountain Dew to the Americans.
I mean, I get goodwill as well, Jamie, to your point, but at the same time, I would be okay with them being like, this will only work on an upgraded version of the PlayStation and it's gonna look amazing.
It depends. Sorry, how it won't work on the
regular PlayStation. Well,
then it's up to marketing to decide how to do that, though.
For sure. I mean, they have to market it properly, but I'm okay with them having to make that sacrifice because at some point, I mean, 10 years, man.
That was really long.
Who knows?
What year are we at right now with this generation? Sorry.
We're almost at 4 or 5.
It came out in 2013, I think. November 2013, I think. So it'd be four in November. Yeah, I think that's right.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that last generation was by far the longest.
Yeah.
When you go through the other ones, it was a lot smaller. A lot of that had to do with the recession.
Right.
Yeah. especially in the States, right? So like basically like world economy is based off the States. So since it was doing shitty in the States, no one wanted to, you know, bring out some expensive machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it lasted so fucking long. And that's why they were so shitty at the end.
Yeah, and that's like the thing too. The generation that like line between 3 and 4 was getting so weird, where they were releasing games for everything, only releasing games for the old one.
It's all install-based, though.
Yeah.
Like companies are like, okay, PS4 is new. There's only like a few million out there, but there's like, I don't know how many, like 80 million PS3s.
Right.
Like,
but then they have to, at the same time, start drawing a line and stand for themselves, right? They have to commit to doing it.
Yeah, which they did eventually, I guess.
Yeah, eventually. But like, eventually, you're always going to have to make sacrifices.
But that's like once the install base becomes like respectable enough where they can make a lot of money.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. It's like, you, as long as there's people to it, like, you need to sell people on
there the concept. Will always be people, though.
Yeah, but you also
you gotta give them enough time people to actually get the console,
right? But so then that's the problem, is that if you are constantly making these sacrifices to wait for people to get to where you want them to be, then you're never gonna make you're never gonna draw that line in the sand. It's always gonna work for original PS4, it's always gonna work for the Pro, and it's always gonna work for the next iteration. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's got.
Because how long before
there's
got to
be a line somewhere?
How long before this guy makes the jump? Is it gonna have to be where they say it's a PlayStation 5, or if it's a Pro, and then like a new Pro? But they're not.
Well, new, I mean, at some point you're gonna be like, they're okay, they're not doing generations. So when is this worth for me to just upgrade what I have?
Right, exactly. And then that's when they have to start being like, we can't wait for the install base to catch up. We have to make them catch up.
At that point, they don't really...
Is that a good business decision?
Look at the Switch.
But they also don't really have that need to do it as fast install base. Because if you are doing iteration, you're going to be holding on to the group of people on the last set for a lot longer.
Ugh.
Yeah, but then
you're sacrificing, right? Like, quality.
Like, if you come out with, like, a Pro 2, like, all those stuff is probably going to still run on Pro for quite a while still. Like, they're going to, because that's the whole idea of iteration, right? It's not, like, this is the line, this is a whole new console, like, this shit isn't going to work on here anymore.
Right. But I'm talking about, like, original PlayStation 4, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they're going to be waiting for all those people to catch up. So then what's the point in getting the Pro 2 if everything still works on the
PS4? I mean, that's a great point. It's the same with, why does the Xbox One X have to be that powerful and cost that much money? Because it's still got to cater to the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, exactly. I completely forgot how we got to this point in
the
conversation.
Yeah.
So but it's like, you know, the Xbox One X is whatever, 53% more powerful than Pro, but is it? All the games still need to come out on both. Well, third party anyway.
Mm.
So they're going to pretty much play exactly the same. Maybe a little bit better on the
right.
One X.
Mm.
And then they only have, you know, their exclusives will come out and maybe like look insane.
Right.
If you think about it, doesn't PC also have generations, really? Like, it's decided by, like, how well a video card can run things. And isn't there always stages?
Yeah, I mean, there's generations
where...
of video cards. Yeah. But the thing is with them is there's, like, which hasn't really happened before in consoles, is there's, you can change the video settings.
Mm.
Before the console, you fucking throw the game in and it plays how it plays.
Yeah.
You don't get fill around with resolution, anti-aliasing, you can't fully customize things. There's a little bit of that with Pro, and I don't know about One X, where you can change some video settings, which is brand new for consoles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, sometimes if you're like, oh, my video card's 3 generations old, I got to play this on, like, medium settings, and then it doesn't look as good, right? Or you got to play around with all the video settings.
But wouldn't that be how the new consoles, like, maybe the Xbox One X will play things on Ultra, But if you got an Xbox One, the original, you're playing on medium settings kind of thing.
No, for sure. But then it's kind of like, is that holding everything back? Right? Because then what happens when there's another Xbox? Are they still going to play like everything will work on here? But it's like, what about new games? Like, I don't want my new game being held back because some fucking like poor ass bastard still has a regular Xbox.
Yeah. Can't you do like what Shadows of Mordor did? Like, wasn't it like on the PS3 or whatever? The Nemesis system didn't work. Like, it didn't have those things.
You may have to start doing that, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the PS3, there was no Nemesis system.
Damn, that game would have been so different without that.
Yeah,
it's like then, the best thing about it.
Is that a good decision for the developer to actually even try to like cater?
Yeah,
to
like probably, it creates a lot. Doing it this way creates so many more questions. It makes it so much more complicated.
So much more work, it seems like.
And like marketing, especially.
All right.
I think but maybe that's what we're not seeing. Maybe it's going to be the developers that dictate. More than the actual consoles.
I mean, honestly, I'm abnormal, I know. I'm perfectly fine. Like, every 3 years, they're like, here's a better box, more powerful. I'll buy it every single time. It's like, give me the better experience in 3 years. Like, I can save up $500 in 3 years. Like, if you break that down by month, that's like nothing.
With that expectation in mind, right? Like,
yeah, with that, I would be totally fine with that. If that's like the new thing, because I would buy it every time. Like every 3 years. I'm like, that's a fucking long time in my eyes.
Would that make you buy, let's just say a Pro 2 comes out, Jamie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your favorite franchise, what would it be? Like
Destiny 3.
Destiny 3, right? Let's say.
Bungie's just like, look, we wanted to like make it for all three, but this game is just, it like can't
it's
run
gonna
on,
look
the,
great.
On the original PS4. You have to get a Pro 2. Would you get a Pro 2? Would that make you buy a Pro 2? Or?
Well, if you're talking about exclusive games, yeah, like that's part of it, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just muddies the waters
developer
for consoles, which
pushing. Yeah.
And I think there is a lot of developers that want to, like, Bethesda is just like, look, we want to. I think they do. I think they hate developing for like other stuff. If they could just develop for PC, I think they would. They want to make the best.
They would definitely. I think every developer would be happy with like a fucking insanely powerful thing. It makes their lives so much easier.
Yeah, but they've also been using the same like engine for like everything.
But
because it works, because they can.
I mean, just the less limitations. You know, if you don't have any hardware limitations, like you don't have to hold back on what you're making.
Yeah, exactly. You can go all out.
You could just be like, let's make the fucking craziest thing. And if, you know, if we still just had 360 PS3, like a lot of this stuff we're playing, like Horizon and the Uncharted that we just play, even Hellblade, like none of that stuff would look, it would look so shitty in comparison.
Shitty and maybe smaller.
Yeah, like not as big. Like the world's not, like Horizon and stuff like that, so big.
So then one final question, because along with all this stuff, so this is interesting. The Xbox One S, two new bundles announced, Minecraft and Shadow of War.
Yep.
But that's an Xbox One S.
Yeah.
The new Destiny bundle is a PlayStation Pro.
Yeah.
So they're almost forcing people to get the Pro. They're like, you want the bundle? You're going to have to get the better console.
Whereas, also, they confirmed that it's going to be only Pro?
I don't know if it's only Pro, but there is a Pro version.
I'm pretty sure it is only Pro.
It would make sense.
They announced the Gran Turismo.
The Gran Turismo one.
Bundle, which is a regular PS4 Slim.
But that's only in Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I did hear about that one, and apparently someone from Sony actually messaged them.
Yeah.
And they're coming out with both. They're going to be coming out with Pros
Pro
as well.
One? Oh, yeah. Just when they announced it, the picture was
just a regular one. Yeah.
Well, that, I mean.
So, should Microsoft have made the bundle an Xbox One X bundle and just forced people to get it?
I think just like PlayStation with the Pro, they weren't probably sure how it was going to do. So they were probably like not wanting to push bundles right off the get-go.
Yeah.
Can I also ask you, is there a release date to those bundles, the 1S's?
Sorry, I didn't get the dates for those.
No, but do you at least even know if it's before the 1X or is it after? Do you know that?
No. I'll look that up right now.
But, I mean, Minecraft one, I know people were kind of pissed because they really liked the way the Minecraft one looked.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I want a fucking new Xbox, but I also want this Minecraft one because it looks so cool. But I mean, the old Xbox, or granted, it's a 1S.
It is cheaper for sure.
Yeah. But. Plus, it's Minecraft. Like, it doesn't really need a Xbox One X, right?
I guess just where I'm going with it is, if it's before the 1X, this might be a way just to get people into the Xbox ecosystem at a cheap price with some of their most hardcore games.
That's true, yeah.
I think they were like, they would be all similar because I think they're like the holiday bundles, and then the 1X comes out in November, so it's also holiday time. Yeah. So I think they all come out like around the same time.
Around the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. Minecraft is October 3rd.
October 3rd. So yeah, this is like a one last
before, right?
This is like a one last ditch effort to like push the 1S. I'd be surprised if after the 1X comes out, if you like all future bundles would just be 1X.
They would just be forcing them. Yeah.
Like that the makes Pro, sense. Even with the Gran Turismo, I think it's silly to come out with the Slim.
Yeah.
They should have just done Pro. Just done
Pro.
Yeah.
Just push Pro.
Don't give people the option, really.
Yeah.
Shadow of War is October as well.
Yeah, probably like with when the game comes out.
Yeah.
Which I guess they come out before, but it's still like close.
I feel like you could have just held it.
The bundles, yeah.
Yeah. But.
Or had both. I mean, I don't think there's ever any problem with having choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if they just had the bundles, but of both.
Well, I mean, costs money.
Yeah, to, you know, so. I guess. But you're manufacturing the console anyway. Just throwing a different coat of paint on it and throwing a game in the box or a download code. I don't think it really changes the cost that much.
Interesting. I don't know. I think it's
it's tough.
It's a weird time.
It's just that, like I said, I'm like Bento. Like, I don't see why at this point why you would even bother with a 1S. Like, the 1X is so close, just go with the X. What's the point of going with an S?
I could argue the same thing with PlayStation. Like, if you don't have a PlayStation or you don't have an Xbox, it's like, why would you?
Not just go with the strongest.
Yeah, with the strongest, plus, you know, even the storage capacity. Like, the difference between a Slim and the Pro, like, having that 1 terabyte of hard drive space built in. It's
twice as much hard drive space.
It's like, even that is almost worth like the extra like $100 and whatever.
It's true.
And that's just that one feature. I mean, there's a lot of other things. Like, I feel like the cost benefit, if you don't already have the console, is so much better to get the like more powerful one.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm like, when my PS4 breaks, which is seems like it's close, just like yours.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna go with the Pro. Like at this point,
I can't afford it yet, though. Give me like a couple more months.
And you're like telling your PlayStation, you're like, it's okay.
I'm begging it.
Yeah. Just put a Band-Aid on it.
No Man's Sky, and it's just like,
oh Jesus!
Like,
oh, damn, you guys need to take care of your consoles.
I just move it around too much, right?
Jeez,
I get like bored or lonely downstairs. I move into the living room, so I'm like jostling it around, plugging it in. And then I'm like, oh, fuck it. I don't like being in the living room. Move back downstairs because it's cool. Jostling it around again.
Oh, then carry it to carry. Just be like,
well, I do like, I don't like toss it, but you know, just the movement.
Yeah. You think that really affects it that much?
No, I don't know what it is, to be honest. It's out in the open. There's nothing blocking the airflow.
First off, Jimmy's just being a judgmental dick.
I would say
that he got a lucky PS4 that has been running pretty well. But his is probably going to be soon at our state. So get over yourself.
I would say first just like
take care of your PS4.
Get compressed air and just give all the vents like just a big clean. Give it
good to go. I should do that.
I bet your fan won't sound as shitty after that.
Oh, that'd be disgusting when I open it up though. Just gross ass stuff everywhere.
I know my PS4 original one a few times and be like, oh man, it's so fucking dusty. It's so gross.
That's where mine's at as well.
Cool.
Hmm.
Cool, cool, cool.
Any other news? Anything else?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of small stuff. I don't know if you want to keep going with it or
just like, let's just hit it quick fire.
Hellboy Raiden coming to Injustice. PS4 Pro controller officially licensed by PlayStation. Did you guys see that?
No.
It's like a smaller version of the Xbox Elite controller. It actually looks really nice. But the thing is, they moved the thumbstick up and put the D-pad down.
What? They offset it?
They offset it.
What?
So I'll have to see how that goes. Still a lot of talk about crossplay. There is crossplay for Rocket League, I believe, on the Switch to PC and Xbox. PlayStation is silent on the matter. And this is Shadow of War is the biggest marketing campaign for any WB game ever.
Hmm. Not shocking.
Makes sense.
It makes sense, but have you seen much?
Well, that's I heard on other podcasts. They're like, really? Like, fair enough, but I don't really see that much more stuff about it.
Maybe they added an extra 100,000 and called it biggest ever, guys.
Yeah, that's true.
There's been lots of stuff on the game websites, just gameplay videos and stuff, but that doesn't cost them any extra money. There's probably IGN here, there's this video.
I feel I've seen more Arkham shit that I remember of than.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I saw a ton more Arkham Knight. Yeah. Okay, well, if they say so.
Yeah, I mean, if they say so.
Depends
maybe
on the marketing, I guess.
Because it's... Lord of Rings isn't as big of a draw as Batman because it's Batman. So maybe they just have to spend more.
They were saying, too, they expect this game to do, crazy numbers.
It's going
to
be their best game ever, apparently, they think.
Really? Over Arkham?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently... The last one sold almost 5 million copies. It was 4.8 million or something.
And then today is GameStop Expo, like we said. So there'll probably be more news next week from that. Yeah, that's it.
I was going to bring up the Final Fantasy 15 Assassin's Creed crossover.
Oh, yeah. That's going to take me back. I'm going back to Final Fantasy for that.
I wasn't sure if I should mention that. It seems like such a weird thing.
It is. That's why it's so worth mentioning. It's just what the hell?
Yeah, I guess. It's an homage to each other. Apparently, the Assassin's Creed stuff in Final Fantasy 15 looks really good.
Mm. That's going to be awesome.
That's what I heard, too. And then Final Fantasy's done that in the past.
Mm.
They did on 10.2, there was N7 costume that you could get, Mass Effect costume.
Oh.
And then there was also an Assassin's Creed thing in 10.2.
Hmm. Shit.
Yeah.
I guess really quick, last thing for Dragon Ball Z Fighters, they announced Goku and Vegeta Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Super Saiyan Blue. And while they were showing them, showing their moves and stuff, I guess they kind of showed that Krillin, Piccolo, and other guys will be in there. So
Not surprising. I mean, if it's supposed to be an MVC kind of game, there's going to be a lot of characters.
A lot of characters, yeah. But they look pretty cool.
They did.
Good luck balancing that shit, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird one. All right. Well, is that good? We good? Anything else? Thank you for joining us on the 5 Gamers Podcast. We are out. Bang.